What actually is religion? Well, the word religion is derived from the Latin religio, from religiere, which signifies to bind again. And so, indeed, the very term religion is talking about making peace. It's to bring two estranged parties together again. Hence, religion is the act of binding again, or that which heals a breach previously existing between two parties. And friends, that simply describes what the Bible is aiming to do, is to bring two parties together. But what we have to come to understand, friends, is what is the basis and who has the right to decide the terms by which two estranged parties should come together. And I submit to you that it is a law of life that if I wrong you, I don't have the right to work out the terms on which we become friends again. It's the party that has been wronged that has the right to choose the terms of reconciliation. And that's God. It's not man. The way to the tree of life. It's the way to obtain eternal life in the kingdom of God forever, in harmony with God. In a nutshell, that's religion. And God has provided that way. It's the things to be believed and practiced. Now, if we believe something, that is going to have effect on the way we live, isn't it? Is that right? It's only fools that believe one thing and do something else, isn't it? If we believe something, it should affect the way we live. If we believe it's going to rain tomorrow and we've got to walk somewhere, we're a fool if we don't take an umbrella or something that's going to protect us from the rain. If we believe the things that God has taught us in the Bible, then we need to act it. So the way to the tree of life is the things which are to be believed and practiced. It's the way. It's the things that are to be believed and practiced by those who are desiring to live forever, those who are desiring to partake of that tree of life and live forever in the kingdom of God. This way, friends, of reconciliation has been prescribed by God on the principle that when there is want of harmony between parties, the offenders, and God put man in the Garden of Eden, gave them a law, man broke that law. God didn't. They are the offenders. The offenders have no right to institute the means of reconciliation. So religion, therefore, we should turn to God's word and seek out what God says on how we should live.